This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Of course, the big argument in the UFO field is, okay, the universe is teeming with life. We see evidence of possible life-bearing worlds. What, as close as Proxima Centauri, a few light years away? And with all that, the question is, have they traveled here or have they been here already? And they're just dropping in to check it out. Do you think maybe that's a possibility, Mark, that E.T. has been here all these years? They never went anywhere.
Gene, for me, I struggle with something that's even more Fortean. And that is that, is it possible that some of this phenomena, and I mean advanced technologies, are just simply very small remnant societies of previous civilizations. And, you know, even hearing myself say that, it sounds very weird, but as a geologist and understanding the true timeline of the Earth going back, billions of years, this is so abstract. That is so much time. That's eternity is what that is. And so, you know, that tugs on me quite a bit when I consider some of these subject matters is, you know, there are tribes and rainforests that like to stay away from us. In fact, they'll shoot you or eat you if you show up, right? They don't want anything to do with our modern society. So I see analogs even in our own time that would suggest, you know, those folks that strum the string hard for these sort of hidden civilizations, the breakaway civilizations, et cetera. I can't discount that fully, me as an individual, because the world is very large. It's been here for a very long time.
Yeah, of course, we once got an email from somebody early in the days of the Paracast, and we know all about this, saying, of course, the Earth is 6,000 years old. Again, the anti-science brigade.
Yeah. I'm just going to, you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say that all kind of thing, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. So for me, I just don't even go there.
Well, this is also part and parcel of the craziness of this world. But getting back to the UFO field, we're talking about physical phenomena here. We're talking about geology. We're talking about science. And we know all that. On the other hand, if E.T. is 500, 1,000, 2,000 years ahead of us, or has been here for 2,000 years, and thus is many thousands of years ahead of us, would we, as a practical matter, recognize the products of their technology?
Well, and Randall, I'll look to you. I know you're an ETA, you know, you're a physical ETA, nuts and bolts kind of guy also, even though you've indicated you're open to other sorts of, ideas there, which I myself, but through that lens of the ETH, I think that there's limits to this world. Now, we're in terms of the physics, the way we interact with the world. Now, granted, there's subatomic fields and there's CERN, and I'm very concerned about CERN, by the way, as a scientist. So we do have a window into another set of physics that we don't completely understand. However, I think it's an error that people try to associate a potential ETH phenomena with that sort of subatomic science. It is possible because all things are possible. However, I think that if there are, that is, if there is actually other life on planets and they have civilizations and children, et cetera, even those advanced societies, you can only get so far. It's like the bell curve. You know, you will run into you're going to discover something that you're going to put all of your stock in. And it kind of puts the blinders on you. And so what you do as a society is you move down that road rapidly because it's providing you with things, resources, et cetera. So, you know, I think that because of that, there's going to be limits that you run into technologically. So if a civilization is 5,000 years old or 500,000 years old, I don't think that the one that's 500,000 years old is going to be cosmic, you know, time traveling, interdimensional beings. That's just my perspective on it. I think that the world is a physical world. We deal with molecules, and molecules behave in certain ways. They make materials. Materials faced with stresses, etc., they run into their limits. Unless there are stars out there making material so exotic that we haven't been able to measure them, which we measure a lot of material coming out of stars, that I just don't think the material science backs that up.
Right. Well, I mean, basically, we're star stuff. The entire Earth is.
That's right. That's right.
So you'd think that if there was anything out there to be discovered that we didn't know about, that it would be really difficult. I mean, that's almost impossible. And we can guess that there are other elements out there and we can manufacture some of them, but those are very short lived. And when we get talking about the macroscopic and the microscopic and the subatomic, and you get people talking about the effect of the quantum world on reality, then we start moving into what I've caught lots of flack for on the forum for calling quantum woo. So I think you might have been alluding to that when you started talking about the quantum world in CERN, and you really can't translate it out into this new age thinking. Quantum physics is quantum physics. It's not a new age movement.
Yes, but I wanted to drop this in here as a devil's advocate position. And that is, in every era, the scientists believe, we pretty much know all that's going on out there and what we have to perfect and what we have to do better. And then things happen that make that a lie. So sure, right here in 2018, we're making statements about what we think we've discovered, guessing what an advanced civilization thousands of years ahead of us might know. But there's no way to predict that.
No, certainly not. And, you were talking about quantum woo, Randall, and I'm not a particle physicist, so I speculate here a great deal like anybody else. My geology background I have no zero understanding, just to be upfront about the quantum physics part of it. But I agree with you in the sense that quantum physics is just quantum physics. The universe rewards, or has been rewarding, a very nuts and bolts approach to its interaction with it, and that would be us. So does that play a role, in making exotic technologies? And there's things like quarks, and we could go down the road. In fact, you guys have had guests that have, suggested, I forget the gentleman's name. He's got an odd voice, but it was a great show. He's a lecturer, and about how there's this void that quantum physics allows them to bridge these very long distances, et cetera. I like it. I like what the guy was talking about. And if you can think of his name, you can mention it again. But, for me, I don't see the reward in physics for that. I see a nuts and bolts reward for interacting with the universe.
Right. I do recall that show, but right now the name of the guest is escaping me too. But he was talking about if you just changed the physics just a little tiny bit using some sort of advanced theoretical knowledge, you could go into another sort of dimension that would actually cause the distance between the different objects in space to become very, very close. So the travel time would be very short. And I just found a whole bunch of problems with that personally. But
yeah, I think it was something that was referred to as the bulk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, I remember saying, that's a sort of a science fiction thing. It reminds me a lot of transwarp. I believe I mentioned that it's like Star Trek. And here, okay, I'm guilty. Star Trek, transwarp conduit. Or wormhole technology, that type of thing. But he was saying, it's not a wormhole. And that's why I was saying, transwarp is a little bit different. It goes into something like subspace, and subspace is kind of a sci-fi idea that is very similar to that whole bulk idea he was talking about.
Well, transwarp drive, supposedly, according to Star Trek, is a much faster way of traveling. They made a deal of it, I believe, in Star Trek III, The Wrath of Khan. And they defeat the spaceship by Scotty pulling out some of the control chips or whatever. I don't know how we started on this Mark Jackson, TDSR and the Paracast forums, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So also in sci-fi, we have these energy beings, the Q continuum, where they have total control over matter. And they can manipulate it any way they want. They can change their appearance. They can move things. They can destroy things. We assume that's just fantasy or what?
Well, you know, we're talking about material science here, and we're doing some cool things with material science. The whole idea of anti-gravitics, for example, that intrigues me a great deal. I have a background in electromagnetic field generation. I've been involved in some very exotic technologies down that road. So there are sciences that still have a lot more exploring, or if you're a conspiracy theorist, there have been a lot of sciences or technologies that have been suppressed. I've seen things that are close. And so I think that the anti-gravitics through magnetic fields, et cetera, interactions, et cetera, might be the closest thing to an explanation that's plausible, because that is a nuts and bolts phenomenon. I've worked with it myself. So getting things to move around, you know, manipulating matter, et cetera, that I don't know so much that I would get behind. But in terms of manipulating electromagnetics, now that is an actual science with a great deal of work done in that field. And so, as I mentioned earlier, societies and civilizations will put the blinders on when a technology is serving them well, and they will continue to try to exploit that capability more for the benefit of them. I think that the electromagnetics is a direction that we as scientists need to go down very aggressively, because there is a lot of evidence for energy, and that energy, Gene, I think would become the closest thing to being able to manipulate matter.
Free energy?
Nothing's free, right?
Well, certainly the energy interests would really, really not want to have something that would put them out of business. You know, yeah. We grudgingly accept electric cars because the technology is still pretty awkward, because battery technology is still barely up to the task. But someday it won't be. In fact, was it Volkswagen said the other day, by 2026, I don't know if I'll be around them, by 2026, they will not build internal combustion engines anymore.
Mm. Well, I saw an ad, or a news article about the world's largest cargo shipping company setting a mandate for them where they were going to get out of hydrocarbon generated, you know, for the large ships that transport all the goods across the oceans, of course, by 2050. They want to get away from combustible engines themselves by 2050. So that's a big deal. I'm not sure if it's possible, but at least, you know, we're setting targets out there and we're making a series of gates that we need to go through to get there. And that's a good thing.
That guest that we were trying to recall, that was Robert Schroeder. March 11th. That was an interesting discussion.
I listened to it twice, Randall, actually.
On internal combustion engines, though, I don't know, Gene. I think that we're going to be seeing them around for a long time. We'll probably see a transition. And one of the things that they just can't make as efficient, or at least as powerful and efficient at this time, is something that will fly airplanes well. So, a jet engine is just far too powerful to just give up on. We can't make anything else as good right now to fly an airplane the size of a jumbo jet.
Maybe so, but for automobiles, possibly for trucks. Tesla wants to build one of these trailer trucks. So vehicles like that, very likely. Certainly diesel engines are becoming more and more passe, except for big trucks. But then we have to think, if E.T. can travel here from another star system, whether they came yesterday in 1947, 1897, or 2,000 years ago, whatever it was, if E.T. comes here, what propulsion system would they be using? And then again, we've had scientists for recent years looking at the possibility of a warp drive, but the energy requirements were like planet size. But I think they've gotten to a point where it's much less now. So thanks, Star Trek, for envisioning that. But if they had a warp drive, it would mean that E.T. could get here in days rather than years.
Right. Well, one of our other forum people who has gotten into that subject, Thomas Morrison, him and I debate that one. And I really think that the whole space warping concept is nothing but pure mathematics, and I don't believe that space itself actually has any curvature whatsoever, and there's a number of logical reasons to be able to point that out. So what we're dealing with curved space is an analogy. It's a model. It's not something that I think can actually move a craft through space, like it's, if it's on a wave or something like that. It just doesn't seem to work.
You know, for me, you guys, because I am such a nuts and bolts guy on this topic, I want to find an analog for something that makes sense along this lines of being propelled through space. And for me, even as a young child being fascinated with science, putting magnets together and the fact that they repel each other, that's as close to magic as we have on this planet. And yet we know it's just a material science issue. And we know that the electromagnetic fields, they repel each other. So for me, when I start thinking about travel through space, I have to look at that analog because that exists for real. I can touch it. I can, you know, crawl around it, so to speak. So if you can create a magnetic field around a craft, and then you can match that field with the field being given off by other materials in space, you know, other physical objects, and the fact that there is no resistance in space, in terms of inertia, et cetera, there's a very strong case to be made for that modality.
And we tend to get a lot of EM disturbances around UFO sightings. So I'm not sure how they work. We don't know how they work. That's the bottom line. But it seems to have something to do, in my opinion, the answer has something to do with things like superconductivity and electromagnetic storage systems and torus-shaped, you know, high-energy type storage systems that are able to provide the kind of power or phenomena that's required to make these things work the way they do. We still haven't got there yet. But Suzanne Hansen, our last guest, the way she was talking, she made it sound like, well, they're not all that far ahead of us at the rate we're going when we were talking about AI. In the next, perhaps in the next decade or two, we might just have that figured out.
Let me just say this before Mark picks it up on the next segment. I was obviously not terribly pleased with Suzanne Hansen and where we're getting into the woo-woo aspect of talking with the Space Brothers and she kind of repeating the philosophy that she says has been conveyed to her. And I don't say her experiences didn't happen. But that might even be something we should talk about because we're so focused on physical. We should look at that other side. Mark, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The 119th Army-Navy game was held in Philadelphia this year. Here's Westwood One Sports' John Sadak with the call. A big win for Army.
The Black Knights take down Navy 17-10. Army with its third straight win.
And the Black Knights will face Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl on December 22nd. President Trump was at the game. Before he left Washington for Philly, he announced the exit of his chief of staff.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
Kelly met with the president on Friday night to work out the terms of their split. Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his picks for Attorney General and Ambassador to the United Nations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So, finish up what you want to say, Randall and Mark, and then let's go into abductions and such.
Right. We were just talking before the break about how the aliens may not be all that far ahead of us. When you're looking at the progress rate of human advancement, it's a logarithmic scale. It's within a very few short years, we're going to far more than double or triple what we know now. It's almost hard to imagine what humans ourselves will be able to create, let alone, say, aliens, like you were saying, Gene, off 1,000 years in the future. But yet, Mark, I still really like the point that you brought up, that at some point there's got to be sort of a ceiling on all of this. If there were some civilization here that started the alien movement and what they were, they had just advanced beyond us, wouldn't there be a lot more evidence out there in the archaeology for a civilization? They would have to evolve, you would think, and go through all the same things, steps as we do, unless they just accidentally discovered how to build anti-gravity ships. Yeah, it was 10 million years ago.
Yeah, so I tend to agree with the last guest, the Gallant. Gina, I will say you were very diplomatic with her. That was a great, you know, it was a great way to recover from her being sort of confrontational with you guys. But to be honest with you, I sort of agree with her. If in fact there are really, you know, other beings, sentient beings visiting us, I believe there is that ceiling, Randall. And I don't think they have to be that far out in front of us because of that ceiling. I also believe because if the interest for coming to Earth would be specifically because we mirror them in some way, meaning we provide some sort of insight or meaning to another beings, other beings. These other beings would need to be interested in us for the fact that we are so similar to them that they can make practical deductions about us that apply to them, providing insights both with our technology and our biology. I don't see any other reason for extraterrestrials, let's call them, to come here and want to observe or interact with us. Because of that, they're so like us that I feel like their technology is going to be also very similar.
That raises, of course, the interesting conundrum about the Star Wars universe and the Star Trek universe, where you don't see much evidence of scientists advancing things all that much. I mean, they do, but it's always the exception. It's not a day-to-day thing. In Star Wars, they may build a new planet-sized weapon, a Death Star, but they're using existing technology. Nobody ever advances in those universes. Like I said, in Star Trek, they do sometimes. But that's interesting why they take that approach.
Well, I think for me, I look at, and I'm a big fan of Joseph Campbell, and of course we know if we're going to talk about things like Star Wars, etc., I think that's exactly right, Gene, that they're going to be using the same technology, but we're going to advance in other ways than the material science piece. I think the propulsion in space is one of our remaining greatest achievements. And then after that, I think we just go back to being normal people after that. You know, there's all this hype buildup. Great, we're going to travel through space. And then it's going to kind of be this junky universe where everybody's flying around in it. So when I look at the great creators and story makers of our time, I think there is a sense of prophecy in them, not because they're getting spoken to from another dimension, because some part of their subconscious looks down the long barrel of the human experience and history. And there's an end state there where they say, okay, I can get myself there mentally because it's actually doable. So when I look at this, you know, this whole phenomenon of ETH, I would say that this sort of Star Wars type of universe is more probable for our future than any sort of interdimensional travel and all that other stuff.
Which means, of course, if there was a spaceship that crashed at Roswell, we could reverse engineer that craft.
I completely agree with you. I think that we are smart enough to reverse engineer things. I'm not saying there won't be mysteries. But yeah, if in fact, you know, the government collected a craft that had crashed, that would propel us forward. There's no question.
Well, at least today we could. I'm not sure back in 1947, it would have been a lot more of a challenge. But if they managed to keep enough of it intact to continue to study it up until the present day, then there's not much that we can't figure out now, because we can literally see things right down to below the atomic scale.
Yeah.
And we can actually move around individual atoms. You don't get any smaller in terms of the building blocks of the universe than that. So we have to, Gene, you know, what's implied by that then is that they either used up all of the materials and don't have anything else left to analyze that can advance us, or that what they had in the crash, if there was such a thing, was damaged too badly to be able to analyze and make sense of, or that they actually do now have this technology, or at least are on the brink of making it a reality. What do you think?
I'll put my opinion, which is I do not necessarily believe that a spaceship crash at Roswell. And the concern I have is the concern that Kevin Randall voiced in Roswell in the 21st century. If something happened there, we really don't know quite what it was. Could be a test aircraft still. But when you start looking at the testimony about bodies and other things, they don't hold up as well. And that's why we have a problem with Roswell. Not that a spaceship didn't crash there, but it's less proven than it used to be.
Well, earlier in our discussion, we were talking about how, you know, much time passes between civilizations, let alone events. I mean, look, this is 1946. So, you know, these only decades have passed, and it's so blurry to us still today. So I think it sort of reinforces this idea that we're never going to get a clear picture on this until we find something stunning, frankly, and today we haven't. You know, the contactee stuff, Jean, you were talking about your last guest and the way that she went into, you know, the sort of communication, et cetera. You know, that's just a whole nother aspect of this. It's very hard to rectify because, you know, Randall, we were talking earlier about, you know, how much stock we put in people's witness testimony and the ability to observe and deduct and compute as humans. And you get into like your last guess gene, and it just kind of blows the lid off of some of the way that I have framed this. Now, before, you said when we were going to come back on the break, we were going to talk about some contactee stuff. You guys, for me, living here in North Dakota, I go out and do my own research. And so what I did, and I'm just going to bring up a case here, and maybe I can bridge these here, and hopefully I do a good job. But the Tappan, North Dakota case with Evan Breeze. Now, are you guys familiar with this case?
No, tell us about it. You're doing a great job. So,
yeah, okay. I believe it was 2006. Evan, a young man at the time, I think he was only 15 or 16 year old, out in rural North Dakota, just a rancher, good old boys. He had seen a UFO off in the field, and it was a triangle shape. And, lights, et cetera. You can read the account. Again, Linda on Earth Files, she did a great job of documenting this particular case. So Evan goes out there with his dog one night because he sees some lights, and they go over there, and there's a craft there, and, it takes off. And it's a number of weeks later, late at night, and he hears the pig corral. There's pigs stirring out at the ranch there. So he goes outside. I think it was something like midnight. And he just happened to grab a revolver because a 16-year-old out in the rural North Dakota, it could be about anything out there. So he's going to check on his pigs. So he goes out there, and when he gets outside, he sees three beings, not very overly tall, but they're lifting up one of their pigs out of the pig corral. And they have very, like, hooks for hands. And so they're manhandling this pig, apparently. So he takes his I think it was a .22 revolver, and he shoots one of them. Now, this gets very, very odd. And the truth of it is, you guys, I went out and investigated this case myself.
Let's break here.
Sure.
Oh, boy. Time for a cliffhanger, a famous Paracast cliffhanger with Mark, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right. You got us into a fascinating case that you've looked into, Mark. Proceed, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's important to go out and do your own research, by the way. Everybody out there, you don't have to be a professional. You can be a novice. You just turn down the road and you go talk to folks about this stuff. And if you're really curious and you want your own answers, you got to go ask the questions yourself. So Evan goes outside. What's really strange about this, Gina Randall, is when he shoots one of these entities, the one hurls over, makes some sort of sound, but apparently the other two bow to him and in some sense saying, hey, don't hurt us. We're not here to hurt you. Very, very strange for some reason. Okay, so apparently at this point, there's a fourth entity that pulls him down from behind him, and he blacks out or something to that effect. And then when he gets up later, the pig is gone, the entities are gone, and there's some damage to the pig corral. Yeah, so this is a very strange case. So I wanted to go up there, and I wanted to talk to him myself. I'm here in North Dakota and work on and off. So I drive up the road, and I go to the ranch up there. And Evan's dad, Tori, is there, and he agreed to have a cup of coffee. So him and I sat down for over an hour, and we got very in detail about this particular case. And before the break, I was about to mention that Evan went under hypnotic regression and gave details about this, at the young age of 15, and not being an artist, he sketched these beings out as well as he could. There was a lot of strange things that went on with this case. And I've agreed not to share a lot of the details with the Breeze family just out of privacy. But what I can tell you that's very odd is that this was not just the beings, and there wasn't just the UFO sighting. This ranch has high strangeness to an extraordinary degree that went on for many, many, many years. In fact, the Breeze family has not experiencing on the ranch in a very long time, apparently. But there was a peak at this point, including sightings by the neighbors, et cetera. But anyway, I told Tori, Evan's dad, that if Bob Bigelow ever found out about his ranch, that he would be wise to put his property up for sale. That's how weird the kind of stuff was going on out there. So in the end, we have this incident, we have the sighting, we have this testimony of multiple people out there. And in the end, the gentleman just told me, Mark, if you ask me what's going on around here, this whole place is just a big portal of some kind, is the way he described it. So it's been hard for me to rectify that story with my nuts and bolts approach because there's the high strangeness aspect of that particular case does not correlate strongly to the nuts and bolts experience. However, this young man saw these beings, shot one of them. They have the cartridge, et cetera. And if anybody is looking for a very good case, to look into to try to connect some of these different events, that case is very, very, very intriguing. And again, here in North Dakota.
Well, thanks for that. That is really interesting. And it's good to hear that, you know, some of our audience and listeners are more than just armchair ufologists. They actually go out and do a little digging. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I kind of become an opportunity owner of all things, you know, strange here in North Dakota. I mean, you guys, we have not only we talked about the UFOs and nukes aspect, you know, and then we talked about the Breeze case where we have encounters with them, et cetera. But there's just some strange other things going on up here. For example, if anybody wants to look up something kind of neat, you can look up Nixon's Pyramid. This is a, you know, a Cold War era, very aggressive and very large radar system that they use to potentially track, you know, missiles and things kind of on our defense. You know, we have a big Viking history, pre-Columbus era history here in North Dakota, where the Vikings came down here from Canada, obviously through the navigable waters of the Hudson. We have what we believe to be one of the oldest earth pyramids down here in the Cheyenne River bottom that goes back probably to the time of the Vikings. So if you're looking for an odd place to do some research and find some cool stories, North Dakota's got plenty of it for you.
Of course, then, you know, if these are ancient beings that come from Earth, we'd be expecting to find something a lot more advanced than, you know, dirt pyramids kind of thing or wooden boats or, you know, that there would have to be something extraordinary. So it really doesn't seem like they come from here, from our world. And yet you've got this cases that have the features about them that are almost defy, like you say, the nuts and bolts explanation. You expressed at the beginning of the show that you're sort of not a fan of the alternate universe hypothesis. And that's completely different than the spiritual dimension or something like a fifth or sixth spatial dimension that exists within our own universe, which personally I don't think is possible. But alternate universes do seem to be possible, and people have been taking that pretty seriously in the scientific and philosophical realm. It was back in, I think, 2016, they had the 17th annual Asimov debate. It sold out in 3 minutes, and this was hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. They had some top-notch speakers on it, and they were debating about the possibility of our universe being some sort of giant simulation. This makes a lot of sense in a number of ways, and it opens up the possibility of these kind of portal-type areas that you're talking about. So maybe in that perspective, you know, what do you think of that?
Well, the subatomic level, as we discussed before, there's so much distance between molecules. And, of course, that's electromagnetic phenomena, that the way that these things interact with electrons, neutrons, et cetera, et cetera. So when we look at it through that way, and they do statistical analysis on this, and Neil deGrasse Tyson is a big proponent of this, and he says there's a possibility for, you know, other dimensions. I'm not saying that's not possible. Now, can you bridge between them? That would be something truly profound if we ever get to that point. So I support the notion that there could be multiple universes because there's this universe, and who am I to put a limit on it that there aren't other ones or complementary, mutually reinforcing type of physics there? You know, I can't go there, Randall, because I just don't see enough evidence on the Earth. Now, look, CERN might do great things and blow up our planet, right? Who knows? But they are getting closer, and some of the subatomic sciences are statistically validating that, yes, we could live in parallel universes, and I'm not against that notion. Traveling between them, that's a bit of a stretch for me at the moment.
Why would that be?
I don't see the analog for it. You know, I'm a big, I always look for analogs. Like I told you guys with the ability of magnets to produce force, that's something you can feel it, and we can build a science around that phenomena. And maybe we just haven't got there yet, Randall. I'm not saying we haven't or that we won't. I'm just saying, for me currently, I just don't see enough that would make me want to chase that or go down that road.
How about in terms of computing, where we're looking, and this is a perfect analogy, where we're looking at virtual worlds being created by computers, and all that's really needed in order to replicate all of this is a powerful enough computer, and at the rate that computing is advancing in our world, we're already doing things like computational cosmology, where we're predicting the movement and collisions of galaxies and planets and projecting it out onto a screen to say what will happen, say, with our own galaxy in Andromeda. So if you think, okay, well, if you've got a system that's able to create an entire universe like this one, what's impossible about creating another one like this one and simply being able to transfer data back and forth between the two, cut and paste?
Well, in terms of AI, and what we're talking about is simulated reality, they're two different things, at least in my mind. So simulated reality is the ability to model, to geospatially model our world, and then be able to create a script or programs then that adhere to our physics or not our physics, things more fantasy, sort of video game generated. We are very, very good at that, and we're advancing very rapidly into geospatial modeling and or augmented reality, complementary. You know, there's a variety of different disciplines now in that particular sector. So, yes, I think we're going to get extremely, extremely good at immersive technology experiences, scary good. If there was a dimension that the human could actually go into, you're hitting it on the head. That would be a quote-unquote dimension that not only are we headed for, we're putting a lot of effort into. And for a lot of sad people out there, a place that they might actually want to go and live in.
I'm raising my hand, by the way, folks. We got more to come with Mark, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.